And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us before. He's a IWS watercolorist throughout Northwest Indiana, but also painting all over, giving workshops and things. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, Dale Popovich, to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you have a new one coming up, and it's going to be Saturday, April 24th, and again on May 8th at the Chesterton Arts Center, but it's going to be virtual. It's like a beginning intermediate virtual workshop. So tell us a little bit about that and some details.
Well, it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's on 2 days. They're 2 weeks apart so that the students have a chance to paint the demonstration I'm going to demonstrate to them. So the first day we're going to be, I'm going to be painting the demonstration, and my wife will be fielding questions to me as I paint. And I'm going to be painting reflections of water with the shorelines, of course, up above it. And it's something that a lot of people ask for, and there's going to be a lot of greens and yellow greens in the composition, but greens have a tendency of being a little bit more difficult to paint because of the range of color that we have on the greens. But it's going to be a step-by-step process. And that process, as every sequence of part of the painting I'm doing, I will take a still picture of it, which will be also part of the packet that we send to the students. And my wife will be videotaping it, which is sent to the students also. So they'll know and understand how I'm using the color, how I'm mixing the color. I'm going to explain everything to them as I go through the process so that they can see how I'm applying the watercolor. And usually a watercolor is in three steps. You have the beginning, which is very quick, and the middle part of it you slow down. And at the end, you're really at a crawl doing finishing touches to the painting and explaining how to create a focal point, how to create movement, and understanding how much you don't put in. It's always more important what you don't put in than what you do put in a painting. I've been doing this for 40 years, and as I've always said to the students, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid to start over. The only thing that dies is a piece of paper.
You know? That's true. So, Dale, can you truly be a beginner to take this?
Oh, definitely. Most of my workshops are with beginning and intermediate students. And I've had students come in without knowing anything about watercolor, and they end up doing actually quite well. And sometimes they surprise the heck out of me to where they're...
Well, they come with no bad habits, right?
They come with no bad habits. But also, what I'm also impressing on the student at the time is that they're not painting the photograph. They're painting a painting. And if it comes out different than the photograph or different than what I've done, that's fine, long as it works within its own frame of reference. That's the most important thing.
So how has virtual teaching worked for you? I mean, that's got to be a whole different thing than the interpersonal thing of being in a room teaching and giving immediate feedback. You know, you walk around. So how's that for you?
Well, we started last year doing Zoom, Facebook Live Saturdays. It was free. We did a dozen of them. And then I started doing Zoom classes through the Palette. I was teaching at the Elmhurst Art Museum at one point. I've done them for art leagues in northern Wisconsin. And what they do is we have a screen showing all the students, and I slide back and forth. And at the end of every process, I have them show me what they've done. I tell them what they need to do, adjustments and so forth. And I go down the line, and so that they can see how they're doing compared to what other students are doing. And that way I can make those judgment calls in that process. So it's like walking around class.
But what's interesting is the people that have told us, they said they've learned more doing Zoom because they're not walking around visiting. They're truly focusing on the entire learning process.
It's true. It's amazing how the classes do take to this format.
Yeah, it's interesting. We did a test last spring with a student I have used to have in my studio class here at the house, and a student that we were in class with 40 years ago.
In college.
In college. And she hadn't picked up a watercolor brush in 40 years. So we did a Zoom test class with them. It was free. It was not only, it was more for me than it was for them. But the comments I got from both the ladies was they were so focused on what they were doing because they weren't in a class. And one of the ladies liked to roam around when she came in class, see what other people were doing, talk what she did that week. But she didn't have that opportunity. So she had the focus on what she was doing. And she says, I can't believe how well it worked out. So she enjoyed it. She ended up taking my workshop up at Dillman's last summer or last fall.
Well, we have to wrap it up right there. That was Dale Popovich with Mary Lee Popovich in the background. First class is Saturday, April 24th, with then critique on Saturday, May 8th. Information can be found at dalepopovich.com or at chestertonart.org. Thank you for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you.